The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Exanto pregedeste, arreke poprakasta siste fernonte capande lianoste, exete ligre denoste parnea papata sita lino catasia, erreketoste parne catesia, at the messenger of the new covenant. Oh, we come to us today, casiste fernonto, eganianoste tekerua paparica seketolia nega. Eshekatagaruka papandelia no kaprodeshte, exeruate sefeto prakapredelo canateliane, exeruate cavania moshita gadabra gapo de telia eno, eshetelia na caruvenante, every vero shita vegado prakane, exeato canevande no shika varu a papa tali gadelo. Exefilavania no shitagaru a papa rostenia, exeluvinia macasta sita par dopenia nostia. Glory and praise to you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Hallelujah. You're welcome to the School of Life this morning. Hallelujah. We're still looking at the Apostles' Doctrine, living a new life in Christ. That's part 7. School of Life is a place where we look again into the teachings and the elementary principles of the doctrine of Christ for further establishment. Hallelujah. The book of Romans chapter 3 verse 20 to 23 says, therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophet, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. Can you say there is no difference? I don't think there is any religion on earth that has this, that there is no difference. There is just somewhere, something, somewhere that will just... You say that they say that women is different or men is different or the rich is different and the poor. You know, something which shall create a class. you know. But the gospel of our Lord Jesus says, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Say, all came short of the glory of God. Because of sin. So it's clear that everyone who believes also has to receive the righteousness of God. So if all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God, then it means that if all believe, what does that mean? All shall also receive the righteousness of God, you know, which is based on the faith of Jesus Christ. We need to understand that it is based on the faith of Jesus Christ. So it goes for everyone, not some. If anyone can believe, if you can believe, then the righteousness is yours. It's credited to your account. Say a big amen. That's why these are the things that should make us to appreciate Jesus the more. We don't have this in any religion. We don't have it. And God is faithful. So all because it's not based on works. Which means that we have bigger eyes to see the things that Jesus Christ has done for us. It's not based on what you have done. The righteousness is not based on works. It is the gift of God. We're still going to see scriptures along that line. For example, it is on the basis that we have the right for our sins to be forgiven. So it does not matter, you know, that some of it, when you say somebody is justified, what does it mean? It means that you are declared guiltless. Does that make sense to a natural man? That you, maybe before you got born again, you are an armed robber. You are a hookup girl. In fact, you don't have womb again. With the level of unrighteousness you have exercised yourself into, you have killed many people. In fact, all these terrorists, you see these terrorists that used to melt keg, rubber keg on people's back. Can you imagine? In fact, that thought self, Satan is bad. To pick a 50-liter keg, you set fire on it, and you are dropping the rubber, the liquid, on the back of human being. You see that man, if he believes in Jesus, is declared guiltless. That is your problem, if you believe it or not. If you accept it, go to court. You know, like politicians will say, go to court. So that is what, it's not just, that is all. Because somebody bore that pain on his body. Do you believe in Jesus? And we, by that right, we have the right to also receive the Holy Ghost. Because once our sins are forgiven, then we could receive the Holy Ghost. And that's why it's not by works. It's not of works. Lest any man should boast that because I fasted 50 days or because I made myself holy. What do you even know that is called holy? Hallelujah. That is why by this we understood that someone like Cornelius and his house, having done nothing, received the Holy Ghost. You know, it's in the scriptures. Peter was there to preach. He has not even started preaching. He was still saying that, you know, it's not right for me to be in your house. You are a Gentile, I'm a Jew. As he was, why Peter yet spake these words? The Holy Ghost fell on all of them, which heard the word. Why Peter was still speaking, and I was sleeping, I had a revelation, you see, coming downstairs. So, man, I was already waiting for me. Just let me follow them, and I'm here. Those guys were too hungry for that thing. They have already believed. They are expectant. So sometimes it's not how much of the words that got people born again, is the expectation. It worked in the heart. So when you have it, Jesus is near. Jesus is so close to anyone that has faith in the heart. He's too close. He's looking for faith. Anywhere he finds faith. That's why I love that word, Google of faith. Anywhere he finds faith, he's there. Hallelujah. So we can see that Paul further understood that God had cleansed their heart by faith. So it's not just that Holy Ghost will just come like that. Your belief cleanses your heart. That's why it's not easy for just anyhow person to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's not just as simple as that, because the heart is not clean. So there is no further cleansing that can come to the heart outside that which Jesus himself did through the cross. So by believing that work, something happened to your heart, is cleansed. Actually, the Holy Ghost does not dwell in a dirty place. It's true. But it's not your work that cleanses it. It is your believing in Jesus that cleanses the heart. Then Holy Ghost can now come and then further continue the work of the cleansing. Say a big amen. Amen. So it is altogether a gift that God gives. And we can see that everyone that believes, they receive the Holy Ghost up until today. I know you know that it's still happening today. Or do you think it's just in the day of the Bible? No. The same faith. If you have the same faith, then you can also receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's not about spending, you know, when you come from some places, you will realize the whole lot of procedures in receiving the Holy Ghost. You have repentance, then you go through the class of sanctification. Then after you have 6 months sanctification class, then you will now go for baptismal class. You know, after baptism, that was how I received the Holy Ghost. And so I'm not saying what. That was, so you got born again, you told through the classes. Then after your baptism, the day you were taken to the water, not baptism of the word, water baptism. After your baptism, they will now pack all of you back to church. Now you are qualified. Up until that point, you can't hit Holy Communion. I hope you know that. Who born you? You cannot. You can't. You, when they are saying Holy Communion, when they touch you, I'm unworthy. Not because you have committed fornication, no. But you are not just worthy. Not because you didn't design the body of Christ. But there's a protocol, because Holy Ghost does not dwell in an unclean place. Ah, thank God for light. Oh. So after then you will now come to church and start praying. Now say, now you can pray for the gift of the Holy Ghost. People will now start praying. And some people will pray, and they will not still receive that day. Wallah, double wallah for dead body. After you have gone through that. And it's not because Holy Ghost is not there. But there's not enough understanding to know that you would need to speak as the Spirit gives you utterance. So sometimes they will postpone it again. Okay, you people, after you have prayed and nothing happened. Okay, yeah, be going home. It's already dark. Oh yeah, come back again the following Sunday. That's how they will be doing it, until maybe God will have mercy. Me, I did not receive that deal. I don't know why. I love Holy Ghost so much. It was one vigil. One night vigil. God had mercy upon me. Hallelujah. So it's all together a gift, that God gives. And we can see that everyone that believes receive that gift. So some people still believe that we have to do a lot of cleansing of some sort to receive the Holy Ghost. We even say that the Holy Ghost is holy, but it's not of works. It is not our works that makes us holy. It is purely the offering of Jesus that makes us holy. So someone can be born again today, and the next moment, he should receive the Holy Ghost. You know, there was a meeting they called Tari. Those are the days of Tari meeting. You have to go and tarry for. Some people will tarry for 3 months. So, what makes the difference actually is understanding, is light. Because it's the same Holy Ghost that you tarry for 3 months to collect. That somebody who just got born again now and received it now is the same Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Having not done anything. So you can believe now. So you don't have to. The day you got born again, you can ask for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. So we can see that. Having not done anything. So just by believing Jesus, you should receive the Holy Ghost. You should. It's the promises for you and to your children and to your children's children. In fact, the Lord Jesus was saying, if your earthly fathers who are evil knows how to give good things to their children. So if your father on your 38th birthday just say, my son, just take this car key. Oh, bad idea. For your birthday, just this the more things for you, my son. If that man cannot give you Holy Ghost, he's evil. Amen. So it now redefine my concept. A child should receive Holy Ghost from his house. It's not even a church service. Holy Ghost service is because family has failed. Family, Holy Ghost service. That's not the job of the church. You should be your child at 5, at 4. You should be speaking in tongues already. They should meet it in the house. When do they lay hand on them? You don't even know. You just say that you are praying and they are praying in tongues behind you. What they are saying is genuine. Think that they are babbling. Now, so they will grow up in it like that. Because Holy Ghost is in the house. You don't need special. There are seasons where you need special impartation. Because you are coming from darkness. Your family is the Oluwo of Ekiti State. No problem. Glory be to God. But now, hallelujah. Now you are in the faith. And faith should be in your house. Your children should speak in tongues freely as they are growing. That's it. They are sanctified already. If your faith sanctifies them, then they are clean. Is that what they are? Shut up. What are you saying? Don't speak rubbish in this house. Shut up. You are quenching the spirit. Okay. Acts chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. He said, to whom also he shewed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, ye have heard of me. So it means that since these people received it for humanity, Jesus did not give you that commandment. Have you seen Jesus giving you the commandment? Jesus did not give you that commandment. He gave them for humanity. Because that's the first time Holy Ghost is residing, is dwelling on the earth. Before now, he's coming and, you know, dash in, dash out on priests, on prophets, on kings. But now he's coming to dwell. So wait for it and receive it on behalf of humanity. So now, Holy Ghost is no longer in heaven. He's with us. So don't wait for him anymore. Believe that he's here. Hallelujah. When those people were waiting at the upper room, 120 of them, I don't know what our great grandfather is doing here. Igboro, no way. You know, some people are receiving gift of the Father on behalf of all humanity. Our own, we are killing twins here. So right now, we have all the rights to quickly, no waiting. Tell your neighbor, no waiting. Don't be looking for, don't even look for pastor. A brother who has the spirit can impact you. Just believe. Daddy was saying that it was a friend of his in the high institution days. I said, bro, daily, this is your nightmare. This wala. This your revelation is not solving your problem. Let's go to the gym and pray. And that's all. So you don't need to wait for pastor. If pastor travel, Holy Ghost did not travel. Holy Ghost is with you all the time. From a brother, from a sister, somebody is struggling around you. It's something you can, sister, let's pray together. Come. Let me hold your hand. Do you believe? Read scriptures. Do you believe? I believe. Then begin to speak in tongues. It's as simple. We want to make this thing as common as pure water. You know the way pure water is common in Lagos? Sachet water. It's not pure self. Where we are still calling it pure water, we are still magnifying it. It's sachet water. Because you can still drink it and go, I have typhoid. Amen. That same verse 7 said, and he said unto them, it is not of you that knows the time or the season which the Father had put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. These scriptures are vivid. Jesus is saying that you need power for your journey. And some people, because of the speaking in tongues, they just disdain Holy Ghost. I will not be speaking in tongues. I will not be holding my hand. Go. That attitude is a faithless heart. In fact, you are not born again. If your concern is how you'll be falling and people will be holding you and you'll be scattering chair, if you scatter chair, no problem. That you are too arranged. That is why you don't have power. That your arrangement. That is why you lack power. They should scatter your arrangement. Scatter everywhere. And some people who have been holding tight against the Holy Ghost, one sister like that. For 3 days. After she received the Holy Ghost in church, Okay, speak. Okay, now okay. Oh yeah, go to your hostel. By the time she got to hostel, they brought her back to church. So the way you are hardened against Holy Ghost, the way Holy Ghost will catch you. Cuckoo, receive it now and speak in tongues and no scatter cheer. The Holy Ghost will catch you for 5 days. You will be drunk because they want to dose away that attitude, that unbelief. They want to deal with it. Hallelujah. So Acts 2:2 says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. So if we are 1 million, it can sit on us. And they were all, say, oh. Nobody is quoting scripture that is speaking in tongues is a gift for some people. Some people say, do all speak in tongues. All speaking in tongues there is talking about, do all give prophecy in tongues? All should speak in tongues, but not all we give prophecy in tongues to in the church. All were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost as proof that they all received the gift of righteousness and were all qualified to receive the Holy Ghost. So if you had received the gift of righteousness, then you must speak in tongues. It's a must. Say it's a must. Don't speak grammar about it. If you have not received the Holy Ghost, then it means something is still wrong with the gift to say you have received. The sign that you have sealed this thing is that you are speaking in tongues. It's not a sect thing. There are some sects. Some people believe in. No, it's not a sect thing. You need power. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And so, I don't know the Holy Ghost that you have. You say, Holy Ghost is in me now. The day I go, I already have the Holy Spirit. You know some people are there. I don't need to speak in tongues. It just is there. No, it's not there. If it's there, it will express itself. Hallelujah. I say it's not there. If it's there, you will speak in tongues. Amen. So, he had purchased it, and it's our right by new birth to receive the Holy Ghost. All were filled with the Holy Ghost, which was a fulfillment of the prophecy of Prophet Joel. It was quoted in Acts 2 verse 15. He said, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. Hallelujah. Amen. And then verse 37 says, now, when they had heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, say repent, and be what? Baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the what? For the remission of sin, and ye shall receive what? The gift of the Holy Ghost. If we repent of unbelief and are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, then we have the privilege of our sins being remitted, and we shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And you can bear me witness that he was talking to the Jews here. They are to repent. Their repentance is from the previous light they had. What are we repenting from, Gentiles? We don't repent. We only believe the gospel. Hallelujah. Gentiles don't repent. What light do we have? We are in darkness. We are dead. But now you can believe the gospel. You can believe Jesus. And by believing Jesus, you have the privilege to receive the Holy Ghost. So if we repent of our unbelief and are baptized in the name of Jesus, then we have the privilege of our sins being remitted and to also receive that gift. Hallelujah. I am trusting God that this experience will move from here to the streets. Amen. Someone in your office is having challenges. You should first ask, are you born again? I am born. You know, everybody is born again now. Then you move it forward. Are you baptized in the Holy Ghost? Are you speaking to no, it's not my thing. It's not my thing. So what is your thing? That is why you are in trouble. It's just something you will tell your colleague after work today. We close by 4. Can you just wait a little bit for like 1 hour? And from let him begin to speak in tongues there. You don't need to bring him to church. Hallelujah. The Lord must open our eyes to these things to know that that is what the Lord is expecting of everybody, in the marketplace. You can get people baptized in your office. Holy Ghost is there. It's just the arrangement of the world that looks like Holy Ghost is inside that banking hall. When all the transaction is over for the day, Holy Ghost wants to feel somebody.
Prastavon precabund Eliambrostafaile Campolopopo. For we are showing you the lines, we are showing you the precepts, so that the wind catching your generation won't catch you. Yes, there is a foundation knowledge that is necessary for the journey of eternal life. And that is the reason why we brought back the knowledge, even of the milk of the word, the purity of the milk of the word. Because many ought to drink this milk, even in its purest form. For many don't have the milk of the word. For even many don't have it. Many don't have it. Many don't have it. And it's a work of a spirit. Because when a believer comes even to the knowledge of the gospel, there is unbelief even at the very doorway of entrance. Even at the very doorway of entrance, there is unbelief. Even right from when he has believed the gospel, unbelief sets in receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Unbelief sets in even in receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we have come to bring precepts. We have come to bring line even to young men, even from that unbelief. For speaking in tongues is your inheritance. It's one of the gifts that God gave to mankind. It's a sign that you are a child of the Holy Ghost. It's a sign that you are a child of the Holy Ghost. Even the world system have brought shame even to it. They have brought shame to it. Even they can blast music. They can blast ungodly songs. Even before your face, yet you are ashamed to speak in the Holy Ghost. Even in the public place. Even in public space. Even they carry their speakers all around. They speak their music all around. They entertain you even with the ghouls of Sodom all around, and yet you are ashamed even to speak in the Holy Ghost. You are ashamed even to communicate the Holy Ghost. I am taking away that spell. It's a spell. I am taking away that spell. And I will empower the children again to become a sign even of the Holy Ghost. See the Spirit of God.
Amen. If you're here, I want us to pray in the Spirit even right now. If you are here and you have not received the Spirit today, make it a date with the Holy Ghost today. Make it a date with the Holy Ghost today. Just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Spirit. Kapara nata. garuka papa papa darush tete gabar bani ke popro godosh di hante garuko to so so freke ke papa ragata liana teka e jujuane lu paparina no to suzuale ku parade e jujuane na kasivini abopru ane kakarelo chea e zuzuane lia hashalaya. Jesus breathed upon them and he said unto them, receive the spirit. Asila naka zuprelu akabalelo nechecheliena. Take away unbelief. Take away every restraint. Take away, take away, take away, take away, take away. Yield yourself unto the Spirit. Yield yourself to the Spirit. Zare lukananteka. Jerire vuraka nagalia loko progodo shishia de ganada. Maya lelelele kukalade. Messia Varda Lopedia no Shida Vare Ganante Mamaropa Yalili Kana Gujua J. La Luotanaya. Thank you, Lord.